I'm here with Ronnie Hines, Deputy Chair of the Accounts Commission, to talk about the local government overview. Ronnie, can you tell me what this report is about?
Yes, it's a review we carry out every year on how Scotland's councils are performing and the challenges they face. This year is a bit different because of the local government elections in May, so we've given it a particular focus to help new councillors who'll be in the job for the next 4 years.
So what have you found?
Well, if you look at the resources they'll have, there's been a long-term decline in Scottish Government funding for local government, which makes up around 60% of council income. At the same time, there continue to be increasing pressures on services such as social care and education, which together account for over 70% of council spending. Overall, councils have maintained or improved their performance in the face of these challenges. However, public satisfaction is declining and complaints are increasing. So looking ahead, they need to better involve their communities in service design and delivery.
But what does this mean for the public and their council?
It's true that there are wide variations between councils. Some have grasped the nettle in finding new ways to provide services more efficiently. Others have been slower off the mark. Councils have made savings by cutting jobs, but half of them still don't have organisation-wide workforce plans. And that's important as they consider new ways of working.
But don't they all provide a similar range of services?
Yes, they do, but councils must learn more from each other and collaborate better to improve services and reduce costs. This report gives some good examples of where they can do this.
So, what do you want to see happen next?
In a nutshell, councils need to get better at long-term planning. Councillors elected in May must have the training and the tools to do what's now an increasingly complex job. They'll need time to settle in and develop skills. They'll need to make strategic plans, consider options on how services are provided, and then scrutinise how well this is happening in practice. It's a tall order, but they will have 4 years ahead of them. We hope our report is helpful to councillors and officers as they strive to maintain or improve services for the public with reduced resources.
Ronnie, thank you very much.